Wednesday is now show and tell day after the success of it last week, where I brought in my metal detector, which I just got. It's like at school. What you do is we all sit around in a circle, and then we put our show and tell items in the middle of the circle, and then the teacher goes around the circle and asks you to explain your item.
Only I'm a bit no annoyed teacher. About last week, because myself and Becky also brought in stuff last week, but you seem to just go on about the thing that you brought in last week rather than mine and Becky's contribution to show and tell.
Okay, well, this time, I'd like you to start, Chappers.
I started last time, didn't I?
Well, we can go on about it all you want.
Okay, well, my show and tell today is a little finger drum kit.
Look at that.
There you go. Ooh. Well, that was the cymbal, you see, so...
And how does that work?
You play the drums...
With your fingers?
With your fingers. So I've been practising.
And you hit the cymbal with your fingers as well? That's really good.
How's that?
That's obviously some pre-setting, right?
No, that's one I did earlier. See, because you can... You can.
You didn't do that.
Yeah.
There's no way your fingers are
you
that
can.
Fast.
You haven't got any rhythm. You're the man with the least rhythm.
Because you can set it to record. And then
that's
it'll play.
More like
and
it.
Then it'll. And then it'll play back what you've recorded, you see? So my show and tell is a little finger drum kit. Admittedly, I don't have that much rhythm.
No.
When it comes to actual drum playing. But when it comes to fingers.
Wow. Is that the only thing you've got today, or are you bringing something else in?
Well, no, but this then follows on from this. If online, and I will get online people to do a link to this from your pages, there's a similar thing online, and all you need to do is use your computer keyboard.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And that, can you work this?
Okay. Okay, cool. So, what happens?
Well, normally, if you hit the keyboard... It will do drum sound effects, but that one doesn't work as well.
Okay.
So we'll try and link to that from your site. But my show and tell, proper show and tell, is a little finger drum kit.
Well, that's really nice. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll try and get your one on. Your
do you want
online.
Me to keep drumming whilst you talk?
Really, I'd rather you didn't.
That's the only rhythm I can play.
Okay, we'll try and get the online one working in a minute. So, what's that?
Right. That's a little burst of mine.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what's your show and tell then?
My one is a man. I haven't actually brought him in because that would have been a bit too extravagant, but he's like a comedian singer and he's called Tim Minchin. And I think that everybody should know about him. And if you don't know about him already, if you listen to it, he will make you happy.
So you've not brought him in?
No.
But you just want to tell us about
him. He doesn't live with me either. Do you know what I mean? He's got a wife and kids and stuff, so it was a bit difficult. But
why do you like him?
One of his songs just makes me happy.
And you think this will make other people happy?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll cheer you up on a bad day.
Okay, are we going to have an example of this now, or...?
Yeah.
And I'm still playing with
cymbals,
my... All
please.
Right, sorry.
Okay, here's Tim Minchin, Becky's show and tell.
If anyone can show me one example in the history of the world... of a single psychic who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that they are able to read minds. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single astrologer who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that they can predict future events by interpreting celestial signs. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single homeopathic practitioner who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that solutions made up of infinitely tiny particles of good stuff dissolved repeatedly into relatively huge quantities of water have a consistently higher medicinal value than a similarly administered placebo. And if anyone can show me one example in the entire history of the world of a single spiritual or religious person who's been able to show either empirically or logically the existence of a higher power with any consciousness or interest in the human race, or ability to punish or reward humans for their moral choices, or that there is any reason other than fear to believe in any version of an afterlife, I will give you my piano. One of my legs and my wife.
Oh, I like that. Where's he off of then?
He's off of Australia, so he's good friends of mine.
Right, because you know everyone in Australia, don't you? Yeah. Small. Oh, that's nice. So Becky's
show. He's no finger drum kit, though, is he? Let's be honest.
Wait till you hear my show and tell. That's coming next on Radio 1. Stop that now.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
All about your show and tell today, isn't it? All about yours.
That was actually quite good timing at the end.
That was Green Day, an American Idiot on Radio 1. So we're doing show and tell on Wednesdays. Becky's one went down a storm. Tim Minchin, little discovery.
Tim Vincent, as people think on the text.
That would have been a rubbish show and tell if you brought Tim Vincent in.
Tim Vincent.
I saw him on the street corner not that long ago.
Did you?
Should have brought him in.
We weren't doing show and tell at the time.
Trappers was the fingers drums. Would you like to hear mine?
Yeah, go on.
I've got you today to show and tell a website, okay?
Right.
Where they have loads of really old kind of American adverts and public information films on them from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're thinking that sounds quite dull, Scott, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Right, but that is where you'd be so wrong.
Right.
Because there's hundreds of them on this website, and you get ads like this one.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
This is what they were like in the 50s.
Right.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Ooh, harsh but true.
Right.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perked. Good as fresh perked. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Oh, it's his birthday
present.
What
are the chances they had a row about coffee on his birthday?
I know.
Hey,
you know?
Great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Oh, you see? What do you think happened next?
I would imagine.
It was his birthday.
Yeah. Imagine he got better presents from the girls in the office.
Anyway, I like this website. Like hundreds of different public information films on there as well. Now, this one at first, this is like educational. This may sound a bit obvious.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for that, yeah.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Mm. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You will know when it comes.
Well, yes, okay. Also, that seems
very
obvious.
We know very much about it, to be honest.
You were not ready and did not know what to do. It could hurt you.
Wow. This is educational, this.
Yeah.
It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall.
Ooh, a tree or a wall.
Surely it would do more than this.
I think so.
A lot more, I think.
But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer.
See, all you have to do is duck and cover.
Is this public information film advising that if you duck, you would survive an atomic bomb?
Listen.
First, you duck, and then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck and your face.
And that will save you from an atomic bomb. So you get on the floor with your hands kind of like behind your neck.
Yeah.
And covering your neck and your face, and that will help you survive an atomic bomb.
Okay.
That sounds rather similar to the instructions that people were giving earlier for dealing with the one that doesn't speak trapped wind.
It does very similar, but I might use that protect position for if the one that doesn't wind freezes trapped wind in the next half hour, so that we don't get blown out of the studio.
You just called him the one that doesn't wind.
No, did I? Well, he doesn't at the moment, does he?
So I like that. So duck and cover, remember, next time there's a bomb.
Mm.
Okay, I like this one. You might be able to relate to this one, Chappers.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
Hi, George.
A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity.
Newsstand obscenity. It's a flood tide of filth.
A prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines.
Girly magazines. Are you aware of those?
Girly magazines?
Yeah. This is from the 50s.
These highly colorful magazines picture stark nudity on slick paper.
Mm. This sounds very...
Sounds disgusting,
girly,
doesn't it?
Girly magazines on... No.
I know.
Slick paper? No.
They often present their subject on bed or couch.
Bed or couch? Ringing any bells?
No, not at the moment.
Such as these shots, which are typical of the preoccupation with the female breast. to a point that it has become a fetish.
Wow. That
I'm
sounds
pleased they put a stop to these.
So am I.
And then we come to nudist magazines. If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Right.
However, it's been well stated that very few blind people join the nudist colonies. But psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure of even the normal male adult to this type of publication will pervert.
It will pervert.
It will pervert. Why?
Moral decay.
Well, I'm just...
I know, but you don't have to point at me before each clip.
This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
Oh, my God. Really? Anyway, so that's my show and tell today. That's my website with loads of really old and good American adverts and public information films telling you to duck and cover.
But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer.
Is he saying girly magazines make you communist?
Yes.
Are they?
I never knew that.
I'm a big fan of Chairman Mao.
Is Ironic on Radio 1.